This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Welcome back. We're at the top of the hour, Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. And in for Mike today is my buddy Michelle. Thank you, Michelle, for filling in.
Having a blast, as usual.
You're listening to The Pulse 107.7. You can also stream us live on the World Wide Web at WTPLFM.com. And it is powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. And like I said, we are at the top of the hour. We're going to be now talking with one of our newest sponsors, Shelley Wolcott. And that's not of Channel 9 News. That is of Healthy Solutions Spice Blends. Welcome, Shelley, to Food for Thought. Yeah, so glad that you're here with us. And you're going to be doing a regular bi-weekly segment with us.
Yes.
Very excited about that.
So am I.
Yeah, very, very excited. And, for listeners out there that may be in the downtown area, she was kind enough to have some, they're actually not even samples. These are your actual packets.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yep.
Yeah, they're your actual packets. So come on down and you can grab a packet. And what we're going to talk about with Shelley is how to use them and what to use them with.
That's right.
And, you know, when it's summertime, we were kind of chatting a little bit, before we came on. And so how can we use your spice blends? And, you know, earlier we were talking about potato salad, too. So
right. So earlier, actually, I was listening to the show. And if you take our salmon with dill blend and use that in the potato salad. Now I know the name says salmon with dill. It has no fish in it. It's a dill blend.
Right.
The salmon with dill is the recipe that's on the back of the package. And it's delicious.
And so like I was saying earlier, that is true then. You know, I at first when I started using them, I was using like the seafood one just for seafood and then the chicken just for the chicken. And but you can mix them up. It doesn't matter.
Absolutely. Absolutely. My husband won't eat a piece of fish if you paid him to eat it.
Mine won't either.
But since he's my husband, he has to use my blends. so I use them all the time on other things. As a matter of fact, today we were looking at our pork and poultry rub. A lot of people don't eat pork.
Right.
So I happen to use them to make the best turkey burgers I've ever had in my life.
No. Okay. And you know, yum. Turkey burgers sometimes can be just so, you know, I mean, I think, I know I eat them just because I think they're a little bit more healthy, but, you know.
Well, yeah, they are a little healthier. And if they don't taste good, though, you're definitely not going to eat them because I don't. So what we've done, though, is we experiment a lot with recipes in our test kitchen.
Fun.
And turkey burgers are one of the things that we've recently been testing a lot. And what we do is we just take a pound of ground turkey.
Okay.
Now, if you buy the 99% fat-free, like in Market Basket or Hannaford, that's fine if you want that. The 93% will give you a little bit more moisture, and that's probably why they taste dry for a lot of people. And we just take a packet, mix it in, make your turkey burger, and you're good to go.
That's it.
That simple. Now, I also like to clean out my refrigerator while I'm cooking. So I've thrown in things like I've diced up carrots, the little slivered ones that you get, and mushrooms, you know, before they go bad. Dice them up real small. Mix it in.
Put them in, like, the food processor, and then dump it in that way.
Ideal. And they're great turkey burgers. And the thing is when you're working in the summertime, you don't have time to think about dinner, but you want a decent dinner. And I also have a daughter-in-law who has a gluten issue. So when we make these turkey burgers, we're serving them on lettuce leaves. You need it to have some flavor because lettuce doesn't have a lot of flavor. But they're great. They're great. As a matter of fact, we brought them here so that people could come down. We wanted dinner to be easy for everybody tonight. So if they want to come down and get a free pork and poultry blend, they're welcome to it. We'd love to see them.
Listeners, I think you're crazy. If you're in the downtown area especially, you need to come on down. We have a bunch of packets right here, the pork and poultry rub. Come and make your dinners easier.
And healthy.
And healthy. I have been using them so much. I use them all the time.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Well, actually, our tagline is that healthy is good, but healthy and great tasting is even better.
For sure.
And you know what? We'll all start out healthy because it seems to be the right thing to do, and then we kind of lose track because it's awfully boring. So that's the other reason for the blends.
You do. You need to mix it up. Mm-hmm. You have to mix it up, especially when you're, you know, I'm on the healthy binge right now, and you know, it does. It gets boring. Definitely does.
It does.
And you know, your website is great. Your pictures on your website are amazing. I was talking about it a little bit earlier. Mm. The scallop on your website.
Yep.
I mean, it looks so real. It looks like I can just jump in and just pick it. I'm telling
what
you.
What you would like to do.
I'm telling you, it is the most beautiful scallop I've ever seen.
And to tell you, to make those, it couldn't be easier.
Let's talk about that.
Take a little bit of olive oil. And for those scallops, we used our lemon pepper scallops blend and grilled them in a cast iron pan. Now, you could put them on the grill outside. That works just as well. I just happen to be a fan of cast iron these mm-hmm. days.
Cast iron's good to work with.
Well, it just makes everything pretty, and it cooks evenly, and it's just easy. And I'm all about easy. So actually, for your listeners, if they go to our website, we have tons of recipes.
Yes, I saw that too.
The ones that we create in our test kitchen, we put on Pinterest. We have pictures of, I'm going to say, about 100 of the recipes that were entered by our National Bloggers Recipe Challenge. Yes. And I know we had our winning recipe
that was
on
so
not too
cool.
long ago. Amazing, the recipes. Now, what we do is we go back in and we retest those recipes and try to eliminate any salt that may have been added. You know, salt is great tasting, but it's really, there are so many people who are limited mm-hmm. in being able to have it. So most of our blends actually don't have any salt in them at all, and we don't recommend adding salt in the recipes.
Right.
So we try to work with recipes that are great tasting otherwise.
Yeah. You know, I guess I didn't quite realize that. And now I'm like even more, you know, because these spice blends, they are so tasty and so delicious. They really, really are.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
And, you know, isn't Pinterest awesome? Pinterest is so
I love it.
Isn't it crazy? Do you Pinterest?
Oh,
do you do it?
Absolutely.
And, yeah, you do. You have beautiful pictures on there. And
thanks.
Yeah. So what, how do you, what goes about, you know, when you're ready to, are you adding to your line at all? Do you ever add to your line?
Our next line, but this is a little bit down the road, like maybe a year or two, we're looking at international flavors. As more and more people come to the United States and more people are looking to try different flavors, we thought, again, it would be nice to be able to make a spice blend, maybe some Asian or, I don't know, we're kind of, right now we're just playing. So that's actually the fun part of my job. I love being in the kitchen and just seeing what we can make.
So what is your background with this? Now, whatever, you know, tell me, I love hearing the stories. Like, how did you get involved with this? And, you know, for listeners that are just tuning in, we're talking with Shelley Walcott. She's the owner of Healthy Solutions Spice Blends. They are healthy and great tasting, just these blends. And she has all different kinds of flavors. And we're talking about recipes and how to use them. And so what is your story? How did you get involved with this?
Well, I've worked all of my life. I've been in high tech, and I was in quality assurance. So, as my family would say, I was always paid to complain, and I'm quite good at that. But I'm also a foodie. I'm all about food. I love to eat, and I love to cook. And so, as time went on, I decided it was time to do something else. And this is it. I mean, I love these. I love creating the recipes. I just love everything about it. It's actually an awful lot of fun.
You must love the packaging, too, because it's beautiful.
Thank you.
It's very nice.
Those are new packages that just came out 2 years ago,
yep.
And we're just thrilled with them.
Very nice.
So how long have you been doing it? Like, what made you come up with this?
Well, actually, I met the woman who actually developed the recipes.
Okay.
And I just fell in love with it and bought the recipes from her. And actually, the company, I want to say about the company, I actually bought the ingredient, the packaging, the product, and even the name, and then relaunched the company with a new image.
And how long ago was that?
Almost 3 years.
Good for
almost
you.
Almost 3 years. So we're really in the mostly New England area. We're in Hannaford. We're in Market Basket. We're in Whole Foods. We're in smaller stores, the Whining Butcher, any of your local markets, right. If they're not carrying it, they should be. so let them know. what's unique about where you'll find it in the store is we don't sit with the spices. We sit in the meat or the seafood department. So when you're thinking about dinner and you're looking at the meat, take a look, see what blend appeals to you, and then you've got a recipe right on the package. Make it easy.
Wow, how many different ones do you have?
We have 16 blends. We have 16. 8 for meat and 8 for seafood.
Nice.
And again, they're versatile. They the perfect steak makes amazing roasted potatoes.
Well, I was going to say, or mix them with vegetables even.
That's right.
You know?
That's
Spice definitely.
Up your vegetables. Yeah.
Definitely. Do you have any spicy ones?
Our Cajun
blend,
seafood blend, is my favorite, actually, because it's just got so much kick in it. Although people always complain that I need to tone it down a little bit.
Oh, don't you hate that? That's my mother right there in the pink. Never, ever, ever. Nothing can be nothing, not even a speck of it.
Oh, man, I love it. Take shrimp. Mm. Again, I'm a fan of olive oil. That does everything for me. Sprinkle the Cajun blend on and grill them. You have dinner in like a minute.
Doesn't that sound good?
And then serve it with. Yeah. Right, so for those people who don't like the heat, you want to tone it down a little bit with some Greek yogurt to dip
it in.
There you go. And that will tone it down. It's all power foods on Weight Watchers.
Right. And, you know, Greek yogurt, we were talking about that a little earlier, too. You know, Greek yogurt, I've been using it in place of mayonnaise.
Yeah, me too.
You know? I mean, and you had a really good tip, Michelle. Put a little stevia in it.
A little sugar, but I don't use real sugar. I use either stevia or...
even some agave.
Agave. That's what I was trying to come up with. A little bit of agave. Yep.
Exactly.
And actually, if you wanted to make a dip for vegetables.
I was just going
to
say, you must be able to do dips with these.
Yeah.
Like that mixed with some Greek.
So Greek yogurt. So either, I would either recommend the Cajun blend, the salmon with dill, or the shrimp scampi. The scampi is very garlicky. It's amazing.
We have to have that.
And if you can't give up the mayo, okay, which I know like my daughter can't, sometimes we'll fool people by starting with mayo and adding a little Greek yogurt.
Sure.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
So at least it cuts it down a little bit.
Right.
Exactly.
Wow. I can't wait to try this.
It's delicious.
Well, next time I come on, what I'll do is I'll cook something so that you can taste it. Maybe one of our new recipes.
Yeah, that would be awesome. That would be really good. And like I said, listeners that are just tuning in, we're talking with Shelley Wolcott. She runs Healthy Solutions Spice Blends. And we're talking about different recipes that we can, we can have, use with your blends. And they're all versatile. And let's just recap again where they can find your spice blends.
Right now we're in about 200 stores in New England.
So
we're in New Hampshire, Massachusetts is where most of our stores are. We actually are in a couple of stores in New Jersey. We're in ShopRite in Connecticut. But in New Hampshire, Market Basket, Hannaford's, Gosselin's, the Wine and Butcher, almost everywhere.
So, if you go to her website, which is healthy.spiceblends.com, you have your list right on your website.
That's right.
So. You can pretty much get them, it sounds like, almost anywhere around New England.
Almost anywhere. Again, if you don't see them in your store, let
us
know. Ask them and let us know. We're happy to get them into the store as well. And for those listeners that aren't in Manchester right now and if they'd like to try a blend, if they go to our website, if they go to spiceblends.com and hit the Contact Us button, if you just send me an email that says, I heard you on Food for Thought, send me a free blend. I will put a blend in the mail to you.
Oh, how nice. That's great. Listeners, you can't go wrong. Try it out. I mean, they're delicious. And I'm telling you, I know you'll be hooked because it just makes cooking, easy, especially in the summertime.
Yep.
Especially in the summertime.
Awesome.
So can we, before we let you go, do you have one more tip for using the spice blends?
I would just say be creative. I'm a lazy cook.
I am too.
I use whatever's there. Very often my dinners, before they're served, I say to my husband, this is either going to be really good or really bad. So most of the time you can't go wrong. Our packages do have recipes on the back, so you can't go wrong there. But be creative. Have fun with it.
Exactly.
It should be fun.
Yeah. Now, how is your husband with them? I mean, is he always kind of like... another spice blend tonight, does he?
Actually, no, but he's just happy to be fed.
Yeah, right.
So he doesn't really care.
As long as it's not fish, right?
The other thing, too, is I'm a pretty darn good cook. So it's unusual that something will be that bad.
Yeah, I'm sure. Right, I'm sure. Well, Shelley, thank you so much for coming on and learning a little bit more. And I'm really excited because you're coming on this coming Wednesday or the following Wednesday.
Wednesday.
The following Wednesday. Not this coming Wednesday, the following Wednesday. And she will be on for her biweekly segment. And each week you're going to talk about a recipe and I think bring in a recipe.
Yep,
and
absolutely.
We're going to get to taste it and it'll be great. I can't wait to hear and learn more about how we can use your blends. So thank you very much and we'll see you in a little less than 2 weeks. So you're listening to Food for Thought. We're going to go on a short break. And when we come back, we have a very big treat for you. And you know, listeners, we're here until 2 o'clock. And we have Healthy Solution Spice Blend packets, the pork and poultry rub that is fantastic, mixing it so easy with turkey burger and for your grill. So come on down. You can grab a free packet. But coming up next is Kim, the old deviled egg, and he is going to be doing some cooking on his engine. He's actually sitting in his car right now in front of us, right here in front of us, and I can't wait to see what he has under the hood. So stay tuned. Food for Thought will be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Thought with Carol and Mike, and in for Mike today is my buddy Michelle, and we are live at the Beacon Building, 814 Elm Street, right in downtown Manchester, and we are on the sidewalk. It is our summer series, and Kim is here. We just finished with Shelley Wolcott, and we have plenty of healthy solution spice blends here. She's giving away some packets of pork and poultry rub, and I'll tell you, I've been using them, and they are delicious, and each week she's going to be coming on every other week, starting not this coming Wednesday, but the Wednesday after, every other Wednesday, and we're going to talk about different recipes that she that we can use with her spice blends. And coming up, so come on by, and like I said, you can just come and grab one right off of our cart right here, where you can't miss us, really, right?
Can't miss us.
And Michelle and I are both wearing black and white. We kind of clash, though. Look at all the different patterns we have. I got black. I wasn't even quite sure if this
well,
and this match.
Well, we match on the top.
Yeah.
Kind of.
I know.
It's all right.
But we have Kim is coming on. I'm not sure what he's doing.
They're
My
eating.
Family is right in front of us on the sidewalk.
They're eating our food.
Are they eating it?
Yeah.
Already?
They're eating our food. Oh, my gosh.
All right. So we have Kim here. He is one of the deviled eggs. And he is carbecuing today. Yes, I did just say carbecuing. J-Dog, I wish you were here to see this because it's quite amazing.
Sight to see?
More than
it
amazing.
It is a sight to see.
I usually am. I usually am.
Yes, we know you are. Here, you can try that. You're welcome. All right. So, Kim, tell me what do you have for us today, and what have you been doing? Just talk.
They're already trying it down here.
I know.
Am I on?
You're on.
Okay. We're trying salmon today. Mike had mentioned it yesterday, and I already had it. I said, is he psychic or something? There are psychics on this station.
There is psychics on Ken Kale's show.
I think Mike
there is.
Yeah, so.
So, okay. Are you going to talk about how you did this with the...
This is
with
actually
the car. Well, with the Jeep, actually. This is Jeep-a-Q.
Well, yes.
It's, right?
Yeah, in this case, it's Jeep-a-Q, but I think, what are you doing?
I want people to hear you.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
George asked me one time before, how much water does it take to do salmon in the dishwasher? And I said, no technical questions. So I don't know how hot my engine gets either. So
okay, all right.
So he's not listening anyway.
So how did you do this? Explain to us what you did. Take it away.
I used some cooking spray, olive oil, salt and pepper, garlic powder, basil, and put it in tin foil.
Okay.
You wrap it one way, and then you put tin foil on the other side.
Okay.
So it doesn't leak.
Okay. Right.
And
wrap
then
it twice.
You, and then you put it on your manifold, usually where your spark plugs are. That's the hottest spot.
Okay. Really?
That's why you don't really, want your leaks there. So.
And you could drive around with it.
Yeah, you can. You actually need a piece of wire to hold it on.
Right.
So. It's heavy. Oh.
So did you cook it, like, on your way over here? Is that how you did it?
No, I did one at home because I've lost food on the highway before, so I wasn't, you know. I actually had prime rib on the way, but I lost that.
So you did it? Actually cook
Are
that?
Are you serious?
On
look at the look.
Serious.
So anyway, there is a method to the madness of this. Fish and chicken, first of all, are the easiest things to cook.
I would think so. I would probably, yeah, fish
They're
probably the,
fastest. The
easiest. Yeah.
I brought the chicken in the last
right,
time.
Right.
So that was good. And it's a good way to cook if there's, especially in the winter, if there's a blackout or something.
I never thought of that. You know, in the winter, if there's a blackout,
yeah,
you can cook on your engine.
Power, yeah. And you've got food that's defrosting. Put it on the engine. People usually fill up before a snowstorm. So
right,
no,
right.
That is
gas.
True.
Got plenty of gas, either for the snowblower or the car. They're filled up. Now I got a couple of things that. So we're gonna check that in a little bit.
I like your apron, by the
be
way.
Be ready to turn over pretty soon.
So huh? You're cooking one right now for us.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they've already look at them. They were devouring.
I know.
I'd like
gonna,
to chat with know, one so of them and
I was gonna go steal it, but they wouldn't let me. Care.
Go walk over with this maybe and see if you can talk with one of them.
You can reach that.
Yeah.
I'll go right over. Put George on. George will. Yeah. He's. Oh my God. That's so twisted.
So, what other things have you cooked on the car? On the manifold, I should say.
Shrimp. Did shrimp a couple weeks ago. Now, these are some of the cooking times.
Okay, go ahead. Interesting. Do you have to, like, warm the car up?
Well, you have to heat up a stove? Of course you do. Oh, except Mike doesn't like electric stoves either. So tell him this is not an electric car.
Right,
it's
that's
gas.
True. That he's so sorry that he's missing this today.
Well, I know.
He was very, very bummed because he is big into this.
Well, we'll do it again.
Yes.
I don't know. What
I think
gonna,
Michelle's having
we'll
a hard time
cook a full
here.
Chicken. I don't know. She's really. So anyway, these are some of the.
Why don't you just ask him to come over then?
George is glad.
I'm almost done now.
These are some of the mileage that it takes. Shrimp, 30 to 50 miles.
Shrimp.
That's a pound of shrimp. That's
miles.
Yeah, that's what it
is. How many miles is it? Dad,
trout or salmon is 60 to 100 miles.
Ooh, it is. Pretty good. But I'll tell you, that was excellent. I just had
you liked it?
Very, very, very good.
Just don't ask me how hot the engine gets. The last time I did salmon, it was in the dishwasher, and
the
you asked me how much water it takes. I said I have no clue, no technical questions.
Very, very good.
Okay.
Very good.
Chicken breast, 60 miles at 60 miles, at 65 miles an hour. What are
yeah.
you laughing
well,
at?
Chicken breast would be harder to cook than salmon.
Chicken wings. Take a guess.
Chicken wings,
chicken
okay,
wings
hold
if
on.
The bone is small.
That's going to be at least a
65, 70 miles.
No, I'd say
double it.
I was just going to say 80, about 80,
140 to 200 miles.
That's a Canadian trip. or New York?
Yeah, New York.
We'll have our appetizers
Mom's going
in
to
the
visit.
Park. Central Park, chicken
Central
wings.
Park. There you go, Central Park chicken wings. Pork tenderloin. Take
ooh.
A guess at that.
That's
pork
probably...
takes a while.
Boy, that's a while. You're in a 200-mile range.
250 miles.
I got his gauge already here.
Sliced and peeled potatoes, 55 miles.
So, well, what's the... Are you thinking of patenting this thing? Putting a patent out on it or what?
Oh, no. This has been out for a long
just
time.
Just for fun? I know. I heard...
This is just for fun.
Yeah, okay. But, I just wasn't sure. I mean, this is very serious here.
It's... I don't know what this means. If the
for those of you tuning in, you are listening to Food for Thought. We're on the Pulse 107.7. You can also stream us live on the World Wide Web at WTPLFM.com. It is powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. And we are on the sidewalk outside of the Beacon Building with Kim, the deviled egg. and he is barbecuing today. He has made Dad and the rest of my family some salmon. Good. Literally, he made it on his engine. So
the manifold.
And
Dad,
right on the manifold. On the manifold. Hottest spot.
On the manifold. So
seriously speaking, say you're snowmobiling or you're going like snowmobiling. You're always hungry.
Yep.
Right? You pick up something that mows over here, right?
Right.
And you get it all wrapped. You ask to wrap it in tinfoil. I mean, you could come up with something, you know, that had a little cover. Open it, put it in there. When you're there,
yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah.
You
know,
we have nice, kept warm.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it doesn't work.
Right, right. No, that's...
No, that part of it, I think, cooking part, well, I don't know.
I think I got George Brooks.
Right,
he did like
miles.
It. If I got kudos from him, I'm doing good.
Yeah, no, I think he's intrigued.
That's good. That's good.
I think he's intrigued.
The only critique I have...
Sure.
Should I critic?
Go ahead.
That was very good, but you should put a little butter in it.
You know, I was going to do that.
Ah,
I forgot it.
That's what's missing.
Yes, it is.
It's good, but the oil temperature ain't high enough. But no, that was excellent. The salmon was perfect color. It was cooked throughout. It was flaky. He's cooking some now. Very good.
Wow.
Good.
Well. It's good.
I think Kim's speechless now.
Going to get me a job somewhere? Hey.
Well, hey, somebody gonna pick it up, put you on contract.
All right, you are listening to Food for Thought. We are going to go on a short break, and I'm hoping to try some of the salmon, huh, Michelle?
Eventually.
I'm hoping.
Real soon.
But how many more miles?
Yeah, how many more miles?
I got to go a few more miles.
Few more.
Right around the block. Put my phone back up.
Yeah, we'll be done soon.
All right, stay tuned. Food for Thought will be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Back, Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. And in for Mike today is my buddy Michelle. And we are live at the Beacon Building. We're in downtown Manchester, right on the sidewalk today. And we are joined with Kim, the old, I don't know if old listeners remember Kim, the deviled egg, one of the deviled eggs. How
Whatever
happened to
him?
The other deviled egg?
Gone.
Gone.
I think he's out in Colorado. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
I'm not sure.
Haven't,
Those were some crazy
shows. I did see
shows.
Him, though, at North Garden a little while ago.
Really?
Yeah.
I think he's gone now. I don't see him.
We're talking about Craig.
I haven't talked to him. J-Dog remembers Craig.
J-Dog definitely remembers Craig. I'm sure he does. So we are carbecuing today. You are cooking some salmon.
It's pretty close to done, I think.
I see it over there. Where is it?
I know. I want to go look.
It's in there somewhere. I know. We don't have a mic that'll reach that far.
Well, she can pull the mic down and go.
Yeah, I'm going to put the mic down and go look, honey.
I think you should go take a picture, Michelle, of it.
Here's a comment. This was online somewhere. If you're hooking burgers,
you'd have to go way far
if
for that.
The burger fumes are exhausted out the tailpipe. Wouldn't that leave a stripe of hamburger grease down the center line of the highway? Raccoons certainly don't need yet another reason to hang out on the pavement. I love
dear.
That one.
That is that's quite funny. You know, Mike was talking about a guy that does this in Vermont. I think he wrote a book about it. Do you know
no,
of that guy?
I was.
He thought it was you.
No.
No, I'm totally serious.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard it.
Yeah. Oh my! Michelle just went to the Jeep, and there really is salmon cooking on the manifold. Oh my!
Sorry,
I haven't tried
mashed potatoes yet. So.
Yeah, no, I don't.
What bacon.
And the other, bacon! Bacon goes with everything, doesn't it?
Yeah, bacon does go with everything.
And then there's another comment. Well, with what gas prices are these days, you might as well get your money's worth.
So, that's right.
So that's. It's all well and valid. So,
that's true. So what else do you have to talk about there, Kim?
I have to talk about probably taking that off.
Okay, you go ahead and you get it ready
second.
For us. That would be great. Put your mic down and
do that.
And Michelle and I can chat for a little bit.
Okay.
What do you have there, Michelle?
Well,
yes, we started talking about that. That looks really good.
Well, this is the creamy lemon rice with herbs, but that's not what I was going to talk about.
Oh, okay.
I was actually going to talk about this one because it looks easy to do. Lemony chicken or fish. Arrange sliced lemons on a rimmed baking sheet, okay? Top with smashed garlic. And fresh,
our favorite thing.
I know. And fresh herbs like thyme, rosemary, or parsley. Place the chicken pieces or salmon on top and roast it at 400 degrees for 35 minutes. For the chicken, or 15 minutes for salmon. So 35 minutes for chicken and 15 minutes for salmon. That's it.
Wow.
And I might put a little bit of the spice over here.
Of course. Of course.
Yeah.
Go ahead and help yourself. You know what you can do? She was on, the owner of this, Health Solution Spice Blends, and you take that packet and mix it with some ground turkey. And it makes great turkey burgers. Mm. Delicious. You're welcome. Enjoy your day.
So this creamy, lemony rice with herbs is olive oil in the pan, in a large skillet, 2 leeks. So cut up the leeks and a medium onion.
I love leeks.
I do too.
I really like leeks.
Delish.
I think they're very good.
Chop them up and cook them. Covered, stirring occasionally until tender, about 7 minutes. Stir in 2 cloves or 4 or 5 cloves of garlic, finely chopped. Cook for a minute. Add 1.5 of our arborio rice, 1/2 cup each of wine and lemon juice. 1/2 cup each of wine and lemon juice to the rice.
Wow.
With it.
That must be very lemony.
Yes.
Yum.
And a little bit of salt and pepper or these healthy spicy seasonings, and then bring to a boil. Simmer till everything's absorbed. Sounds good.
You know, that lemon pudding cake looks really good.
That looks good, too. I know. This whole page, I had to
take it off. Is on lemons, yeah. This looks like risotto.
I know. It's arborio rice.
Yeah. That looks really fantastic.
It does look good.
So I would interrupt you talking about lemons. I'm having one of the most amazing lemon poppy seed muffins from
Midtown Cafe.
Exactly. Delicious. Amazing.
Her muffins. She makes them every day. They are so good.
And they're huge.
Yeah.
They are the biggest muffins I've ever seen.
They are. They're delicious. And you know what else is really good? And she bakes them every single day is her cookies. Homemade chocolate chip cookies.
Neither one of those things are on my list.
I know.
Things that I should be having. But
I know.
I'm still eating it.
Hey.
And chocolate chip cookies are my favorite thing in the whole wide world.
Well, so I'll tell you, when she's baking them in the morning, you smell them all over the Beacon Building.
Oh, my God.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. They probably don't last very long then, huh?
She usually sells out every day. She definitely does. So, you know, her customers have certainly gotten a liking to her cookies. So, well, I think Kim is getting our salmon ready, I'm hoping. We're getting our plates over here, and you know this is quite the project,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, really. So speaking of the muffins, does she make them for the Red Arrow too?
No, she doesn't. The Red Arrow makes their own.
Oh.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
They look good too.
Midtown Cafe is separate.
Okay.
I mean,
wondering.
We still own it, but it the recipes are different.
Separate. Okay.
Yeah.
So who makes these? Brittany
in here, the manager here at Midtown Cafe.
Oh,
yep. She bakes them every morning.
Delish.
Yeah. Oh, awesome. So what are you ladies doing the weekend?
Well, I just want to tell listeners about your cool earrings. Carol is wearing earrings, and they have dangling from the earrings a microphone on each one. It is the cutest thing. Very, very cute.
Thank you.
What am I doing? That's a good question.
Daryl and I are going to the beach.
I know you're going away for the weekend.
I am so excited. We're leaving. As soon as he gets home, I'm going to be all packed. And we're going to go to the beach for a couple nights. Yeah.
That'll be
fun.
Lucky, lucky.
My husband will be gone all weekend because he's going to the NASCAR race.
Oh.
So it'll be just me
and mine
my
will
kiddos.
Work tomorrow. So just me.
I would head off to the beach for the weekend, except that that's where they have been with their mother-in-law all week. So they're not going to
go
back.
So they don't
want to
go back to the beach.
Yeah. That's where I want to go.
Go to the pool. Go to a pool somewhere.
So is he coming back over here?
With
our yummy meal?
I think he is. He has the goods.
He's got to put some lemon, because I was watching him. Got a system.
He has a system.
He's opening up the tinfoil.
You know what I want to say? I want to say that I think Rocco or someone's playing at the beach tonight. I thought I caught that on Facebook.
You'll have to check it out.
I know. Daryl, though, he might be working till about 6.
Don't you love all the sounds of the city here?
I know, it's awesome.
We've heard a fire truck. We've heard the police station, the police car, I mean, that went down the road, motorcycles. I mean, the sounds of the city are amazing.
And the sights of the city also.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They're just really colorful.
Very.
Very, very colorful and not matching. Did you see that?
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing. And you know, listeners, people are walking by here with the boxes of the cupcakes from Queen City Cupcakes, a couple of doors down to the right here. Last Friday, they were closed at 1 o'clock because they sold out at 1 o'clock.
Wow.
Do you believe that?
They've been there over a year now.
Oh, gosh. Maybe they've been there three years.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that crazy?
I remember when the lines were, like, down the street.
Yes.
But they're still selling out. So good
they
for them.
They still sell
good
out.
For
it's
them.
Just amazing.
Yum,
we are
going to
try this. Okay, listeners. Kim has right here for us our barbecue salmon.
Someone needs to take a picture
first. We need to take a picture. Are you grabbing a picture?
Well,
No. You talk, and I'll take a picture.
Okay.
Talk.
So here I am. I am cutting into this beautiful salmon. Has a little bit of lemon on it. And I see a few spices. Looks delicious. The color is perfect.
All right.
Here I go. Oh, my gosh. Very good.
So this is something, Kim, that you just...
I can't believe you cooked that on the...
Is mine cooked?
I just can't
believe it. Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah, delicious. Mine's
one of those experimental things. There's lemon there if you like it. I didn't put it on because some people don't like lemon.
Very good.
It's good.
Right?
Yeah. Mm.
Delish.
Yummy.
You know what? That is moist and really good.
Yeah.
I cannot believe. And how many miles was that?
I don't know how far we went. this thing says 60 to 100 miles. But I only put it on like 35 minutes ago, which that would be like maybe 40 miles. I don't know.
Right. Well, it's delicious.
Very good.
I'm
maybe
quite impressed.
Depends on the size.
Yeah, maybe.
I always bring crazy stuff.
It's delicious. Mm. How many miles is that? I'm listening to my... Okay.
Oh, well, what are you going to do?
So what do you have planned for this weekend, Kim?
I got a cookout. Tomorrow.
Okay. Nice.
So look at the weather tomorrow, though.
What is the weather? I thought
showers
it was supposed to be nice.
Showers and thunderstorms.
Are you kidding?
Tomorrow? No way.
I think it's supposed to thunderstorm at night and then a little bit into the morning and then it's clearing up. That's what I heard.
Yeah.
That's what my dad said.
Lisa's sitting by the pool right now listening to the show. So
hi, Lisa.
She's like flipping out about tomorrow. She says, good luck with the party.
Bummer. Cool.
Yeah. New England weather, you never know.
Yeah, New England weather, you never know. Exactly. J-Dog, do you have anything on tap for the weekend?
Just running. All that All-Star Game food that I had, I got to burn it off.
There you go. Oh, boy.
I'm not going to tell you what the weather is tomorrow.
Is it not good?
It says mostly cloudy with showers.
Oh.
Sunday, though, 90 degrees. Still mostly cloudy.
Yeah.
90 degrees
I don't mind
on
cloudy,
Sunday.
We're still going.
Yeah.
I don't mind.
Might be different
cloudy.
Out there.
It's a nice,
know.
You know.
That's inland, you know.
They got the race this weekend, too. So
the races are this weekend. That'll be a bummer for Saturday, though. Yeah. You know, if it's the races.
No, the race is... J-Dog, the race is Sunday, I think.
Sunday.
The NASCAR Sprint Cup race is Sunday, but remember, the Xfinity race is Saturday.
Saturday.
Okay.
Wow. Unbelievable. What's up?
That's all I've got. That's all
He's
I brought.
He's done.
Yeah.
Why don't you give a rundown of our sponsors before we end our show here?
Again, Healthy Solutions Spice Blends. Go to spiceblends.com and look at all her different blends, 16 different ones. Integrity Health Coaching Solutions in Bedford and Londonderry. Red Arrow Diners, Manchester, Milford, and Londonderry. Fallon's Furniture, official decorator of the Green Room for Food for Thought and Kale & Company coming up next. New England Coffee, the official coffee of Food for Thought, and Casey's Rib Shack on 2nd Street, Grasshopper's Garden Supply in New Boston, and Mama McDonough's Irish Pub in Hillsboro, 5 Depot Street. We've got to go. When are we going?
Mama McDonough's, we definitely have to go there.
Yeah.
Where's that?
In Hillsboro.
Oh, wow.
It's an Irish pub out in Hillsboro.
Yeah.
And they also...
They're a sponsor?
They are. They are. a few weeks now. But they also do breakfast on the weekends on Saturday and Sunday. And I hear that his breakfast is very, very good. So
we'll have to go
check that out. An authentic, Irish pubby kind of food, you know. So, yeah.
Hey, we did go to the Londonderry that hour yesterday. The place was mocked.
Was it? Awesome. Did you have your Eggs Benedict?
Of course I do.
What kind of Eggs Benny do you like
just
over there?
Just the regular.
The regular Eggs Benny?
Yeah. Hash browns. I got to have hash browns.
Yeah, hash browns are good. Yeah. Last weekend I went and I splurged, although I don't eat the whole thing, but I had the pork pie Eggs Benny.
Wow.
So good.
Amazing.
It's like a slice of pork pie on top of the English muffin topped with hollandaise.
There's this place in Auburn, Mass, on the way to Foxwoods. There's this breakfast place. If you don't finish your whole breakfast, they paint your fingernails. 10 slices of bacon.
They paint your fingernails. Crazy. I love it.
I made sure I finished the whole thing, though.
Get out.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
I forgot the name of it.
That's pretty crazy. That is pretty crazy. All right. Doesn't it go by fast?
Too fast.
It really does. It just flies by.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming and barbecuing for us. Appreciate it.
Thanks for putting the cone
very
out.
Fun. Very different. All right, listeners, we'll see everybody on Monday. And Mike is still out on Monday. And Michelle, you'll be joining me
I'll
again.
Be back. Yep.
So bye, everybody. And up next is Kale & Company.